All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of college football for my key games out there coming up this weekend. And there are a few games on tap early on in the conference play that could go a long way in determining conference champions come December. Now, I want to start things off in the Big Ten Conference. You have the Northwestern Wildcats, who are ranked 13th in the nation, traveling to Ann Arbor, Michigan, to take on the 18th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Now, you look at Northwestern in this game, and it's going to come down to their running game, led by running back Justin Jackson, and he's going to have a solid attack on the ground for Northwestern to get the road victory. You look at this Wildcats defense. They are ranked 5th in the nation right now, already 9 sacks this season, and 3 picks from DB Matthew Harris. But you look at the Wolverines and their turnaround under head football coach Jim Harbaugh in his first year. Aside from their loss to begin the season at Utah, Michigan has been a solid team. They're still finding their footing offensively, but you look at this defense that is ranked 2nd in the nation, already 11 sacks this season. Jeremy Clark, their DB, has 3 picks. And on top of that, Michigan is coming off of consecutive shutouts. I look at this game right here. Field position, special teams, and turnovers. And the first team to 20 in this one more than likely wins. I believe it's going to be Michigan, and I'm going to take them by the score of 23-17. Now, the 4-0 Navy midshipmen, travel to South Bend, Indiana to take on the 15th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Now, you look at Navy, and you know when this team plays, it is all about the triple option attack. So this Irish defense is going to have to be disciplined if they are going to stop quarterback Keenan Reynolds from really taking off in this one. On the flip side for Notre Dame, DeShone Kizer has become more and more comfortable on a weekly basis. Yes, Notre Dame did have the setback when they lost on the road last week to Clemson, but Kizer is becoming more and more comfortable. You look at this running game for Notre Dame with CJ Procise, along with wide receiver Will Fuller, who is still one of the best in the nation as far as making the big plays. They will keep Navy's defense honest and on their toes for 60 football minutes. Navy's good. They always are a thorn in the side of the Irish, but I'm going to take Notre Dame at home in this one by the score of 34-27. Now, down in the Big 12, you have the 2nd-ranked TCU Horned Frogs traveling to the Little Apple to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. You look at this TCU offense with Trayvon Boykin at quarterback, with running back Aaron Green and wide receiver Josh Doctson. They will keep K-State's defense busy for the entire football game. And TCU's defense, they haven't been getting a lot of credit this year, but already they do have 13 sacks, and I look for them to be a big part of this game for the Horned Frogs because they're going to have to stop this K-State offense that just loves to run and ground and pound you for 60 minutes. And I look for them to put some pressure on Kansas State in the first and second down situations to put them in third and long and make John Huebner be a passing quarterback as opposed to a passer slash runner in this one. Now, there's one thing about K-State at home. You can never look past them. I know TCU is coming in as a 9-point favorite. And this, to me, I don't even call this a trap game. I see this as a game where TCU better pack their lunch because K-State is going to give them a fight for 60 minutes. But I think the Horned Frogs advance in this one by the score of 41-30. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, the 11th-ranked Florida Gators travel to Columbia, Missouri to take on the Missouri Tigers. Now, since coming to the SEC, Missouri has been a big-time thorn in the side of the Gators as Florida has only defeated them one time. And right now, some people are beginning to drink the Kool-Aid on the Florida Gators, who are 5-0, and they are 3-0 in the SEC, but they still have some skeptics out there. And a victory on the road against Missouri will go a long way in making a lot of people believe in this team under first-year head coach Jim McElwain. You look at how far this Florida offense has come in 1 year, or not even one full year under McElwain. You look at how quarterback Will Grier is getting more and more comfortable on a weekly basis back there in the pocket for Florida. And if Florida is going to go on the road and get the victory, I look for running back Kelvin Taylor to have a hand in this as well. You look at this Florida defense already, they have 18 sacks. They have a ton of talent that was left over from former head football coach Will Muschamp down there in Gainesville. And right now, McElwain is getting the most out of them. Now, Mizzou is going to go with the freshman quarterback once again in Drew Locke. And to offset his inexperience, Missouri is going to need to run the football and rely on their solid defense that already has 7 interceptions a season. And they are led by linebacker Kentrell Brothers, who already has 59 tackles. Florida is going to be in for a tight affair. Missouri always gives them problems. But I'm going to find a way to take the Gators in this one on the road by the score of 27-23. And finally in the Pac-12, a battle of undefeateds and a battle of surprising undefeateds, as you have the 23rd ranked California Golden Bears traveling to Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City to take on the 5th ranked Utah Utes. You look at the turnaround this season for Cal under head football coach Sonny Dykes, and a victory in this one could make them bowl eligible. It's the first time in a few years that Cal will have the opportunity to go to a bowl. But right now, with their fast start, they are thinking about more than just being bowl eligible in Berkeley. Now, when you think of Sonny Dykes, you think of these high-powered offenses that he has, of course, previously at Louisiana Tech, and he's brought it now to Northern California. He has a very good quarterback in Jared Goff, who is a classic gunslinger. He can just sit back there in the pocket and pick you apart if you give him the opportunity. But you look at this running game for Cal, led by running back Kalfini Muhammad, and of course their big-time wide receiver in Mr. Kenny Lawler. Now, when you think about Cal, you think about offense, but they can bring it on defense as well. They already have 18 sacks this season and 10 interceptions, and this is a very hostile environment that they are going into as they look to quiet the Utes fans out there in Salt Lake City. On the flip side for Utah under head football coach Kyle Whittingham, it's all about the option with Travis Wilson in the spread and running back Devontae Booker. Now, these two, between Wilson's ability at quarterback to keep you honest, along with Booker's speed and elusiveness, they will keep this Cal defense on their toes. Utah's defense can bring it as well, folks, as they have 8 sacks on the season and 3 picks by DB Marcus Williams. You have 2 surprising teams in the Pac-12. I think both of them are going to show their best effort and then some this Saturday night. But I'm going to take California on the road in this one by the score of 44-41. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to take this time out to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 5 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.